So the sheets we gave out this week was the Indian of Sukkah. I'm not going to speak about it. I thought the Rashi was going to give Shir. And he wanted to give on Sukkah. But if, by next week, if the Rashi is not saying Shir on it, so then I will say on it. I will say on it. But I'm going to say Shir on in Yom Rosh Hashanah, which don't automatically panic because you didn't see it inside, but I'm sure in past years you saw it. If you didn't, I don't think it's so schwer to hold cup with, okay? So, last week we discussed the inyan of slichas. And b'chol elo slichas, we spoke about also the din of Sarah's mitzvah with the tefillahs, the changes in the tefillah we spoke about last week. Okay. Tavkav Pei Gimel speaks about Lel Rosh Hashanah. Lel Rosh Hashanah is a meaning to eat simanim. Where does that come from? So the Gemara in Hayriyas Davi Base and increased Davav brings down a list of simanim. Gemara says if you want to know if you're going to live through the year, so during the days of between Asharim Kippah, take a candle, put it in a room where there's no wind, light it, see if it lasts, if it goes out, you know you're not going to make it. Then the Gemara says, if you want to know if you want to do a business, you want to know if you'll be matzlich in the business, get a tarnagol and raise the tarnagol and call it by the name of your business. If it gets fatter, that means you'll be matzlich. No. You're going on the road, etc. Then the Gemara says, turn up. Oh, then the Gemara says, but don't do it. The Gemara says, don't do it. It says, it's not a good idea to do it. You may not be happy with the outcome. So don't do it. Then the Gemara says, turn up. Meishchim, Melachim, we anoint the kings by the Ma'ayan, where there's flowing water. Kedesh Timashich. Why? Why we anoint him by the flowing water? So that his malchus should flow like the flowing water, should go and go and continue for a long time. Oma Abaya. Abaya comes out along and he says, Hashta simna milsihi. Now that you're telling me that a simin means something, right? After you gave me a whole list of different simanim, he says, Hashta, now that you're telling me that a simin means something, Yehi Rogel, a person, Yehi Rogel in Ish, a person should be Rogel, interesting Lashon Rogel, doesn't say Chayav, a person should be Rogel, Bereisha, so in the beginning of the year, to eat Kara, Silki, Tamri, four different things, the Gemara says. That's what Abaye tells us. And it's a Gemara in two places. So, the obvious question is, what's going on over here? Already, there's a pasuk in Chumash, not just in one place, the same pasuk is in two places. One in Parshas Kedoshim, and one in Parshas Rei, I think it is. Leisa nachashu, you know, I'll do nichosh. What's nichosh? Nichosh is, I do a simin happens, I say, because it is, it's a simin, that I'm going to have a good day tomorrow. And I'll do that. We don't work like that. Us Yidden, we do not work that way. We go straight to the Rabban Shlom, we talk to the Rabban Shlom, and we rely on the Rabban Shlom. We don't rely on Simanim. We don't do Simanim. So what's going on over here? Hashta Simnud Milsi, let's do it. So there are two Mahalchim over here. With Nafkaminas. One Mahalch is the Sefer Chassidim. Says, it's really Nichosh. It is Nichosh. But Chazal understood which nichosh you're allowed to do and which ones you're not allowed to do, and these you're allowed to do. Eating the kara, ruby, and all those things, karti, silka, tamri, kara, lel Rosh Hashanah, is a simon that you're allowed to do. Comes along the me'iri, which is same idea that the shla writes, that's quoted by the Mishnah Brura, or Shulchan, everyone quotes the Shla. So they're taking the second Mahalach, which is Nichosh is Asa. If you're doing it as Nichosh, Chalila says the Miri. It's Asa. You're not allowed to do nichash. But what? We're doing it as a simen. What does it mean, a simen? Simen is as, if you want it, you want to be ma'ayri yourself, you want to give yourself a excitement, right? What happens when you bring out the simen? What, people get excited, and you want to add excitement to yourself, to be ma'ayri yourself, to do tshuva, and to dive into the Rabbi Shalom with meaning and feelings, then you should do the simanim. So the idea of the simanim is not nichush, just because you dipped that apple in the honey and you did a shmir on a lot of honey and you ate it, it's not, it doesn't mean you're going to have a good sweet year. But when you do that and you say, ah, this is really sweet, I would love to have a sweet year, that I should have a sweet year, that's a tefillah with feelings. That's a tefillah. And that's the idea of the simanim, to get you excited. Nafkamina. Nafkamina is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that lefizeh, you can make up whatever simanim you want. He says each city according to the language in their city, like in his city, carrots were called merin. Merin means mare, more. So we used to do carrots. Sheyir v'zuchu yaseinu. So, but according to the Sefer Chasidim, you're not allowed to. But according to the Psak of the Paiskim, but as long as it's serious, you can't joke. It can't be a joke, right? If it's being ordered you to do a tefillah, then you can do it. Yitzi, I see you're excited about it. He's already excited even without seeing it. There you go. So there's two gears in the Gemara. One Gemara says, Lemechzei. One Gemara says, Lemecha. Shita Mukubetza says the two different gerses. Some are gairs lemechse, which means to see the simanim. Some are gairs lemecha, which means to eat the simanim. Therefore, if someone does not like the way the simen tastes, or it's infested with bugs, you do not need to eat it. It's enough lemechse. Just look at it and see it. Ah, see a tamar. Or whatever it is that you don't like. You don't have to force yourself to eat it. Rambam leaves this out, perhaps, some of the Paiskim want to say, because since it's only a Hei Ragel, it's a suggestion. Not a Chayiv too. So Rambam doesn't bring down Hei Ragels. But, or others want to learn that Rambam held this Taka Nichash. The Gra argued with Rambam, but even if that works, because the Rambam Shita was, we don't have a Kishim nowadays. But so there's the Malchus why the Rambam left out, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch quotes it. So that's the idea of simanim, and therefore when you're doing the simanim, make sure Yisayra Adam b'tshuva k'shiyoy miyiratim yispal alzeh b'leif shalim. The Chachma Shleima says, it says a different knage, but similar. It says it's the inyan b'tochen. And I eat that apple, I'm showing that I'm b'tuach that I'm going to have a good year. What's the ik of the apple? The honey. Right. What bracha do you make on the apple honey? Do you make eitz on it or shakel because of the honey? Which one?
The apple's
thicker. Why is the apple thicker? The shanam suka is this honey is this sweet, no? Yeah. What?
Spread.
I put on much more than a spread. I put on a lot of honey. I want to have a very sweet year. It's not a dip. I want the honey for the sweetness.
It seems terrible.
No, it's not. Chal not. Here I want masuka. I'm just using an apple to take on it. So the answer is what? No, I disagree with that example. Anyways, I'm just saying. Even if you want to make a dimyan, it's not that. No, we spoke about brachas and brachas, but it's kedai to know. It's kedai to know what's going on over here. You're supposed to take a sweet apple and make. The honey makes the apple sweeter. Why? There are many that have in front of them the simanim. You have an apple, you have a date, you have a pomegranate. What are the rules in Hilchos Brachos? What goes first? Shiva Saminim. Right. Now, when I have a few Shiva Saminim, which one goes first? So closer to Eretz. So I have a Tamar and I have a Rima. Which goes first? Tamar, right? Shadeh, you remember? I'm going off topic now, but I like this. I once heard this. A chita is round. It's a round ball. You ever saw a chita? Probably never saw a chita. A saira, a barley, you look at a barley, it's round, but it has like a crack in it. So it's less round. So you have chita saira. Then you have a zayis, which has a round pit. Then you have a tama, where its pit is like a little cracked also. There's a split in it. Then you have anovim, grapes, which have a lot of pits. Used to at least. They're not pitless ones. They have a few pits. And then you have a rima, which has a lot more pits. So that's how you remember the Seyed Advarim within the Shimsimim. So based on that, tama goes before a rima. So watch I make the bracha of Barpiates on the tama. Yet there's a meaning by many, many people to make on the apple first. So some people want to get out of it. So they put the date in the rimon in the kitchen, so it's not in front of you, which is Eitzah. It's Eitzah. Do you need to do that Eitzah? So the Kaf HaChaim says, I couldn't find anyone else. The Kaf HaChaim says that even though normally the min sheva goes first, like you said, the Rosh HaTevis is Meshech. When we have two things with the same bracha, it's mem shin ches. Min sheva, shalem chav. Right? When it's not berchasim sheva, it's an eitz and adama. So then it's chavish. But meshach, min sheva goes first. So when it says it says like Abba Chaim, but the ample is so chaviv to us the night of Rosh Hashanah that it overrides that din and it goes first. Why is it so chaviv? Why is it so chaviv? So the Gra says, you know why it's so chaviv? Because al shem the pasik kireach v'ni kireach asada. Tonight, the night of Rosh Hashanah, it's Mashmom Day, the night of Rosh Hashanah. Where is it? Kireach v'ni kireach asada says by Yaakov. Yitzchak was given brachas to Yaakov. Mashiach has to do it the night of Rosh Hashanah. It happened below Seder, right? So that's a kasha, what the Gra means by that. What the Gra says over there on the apple, and when it says tapuach here, it says kirecha. Others bring down, right, who says the skin is sudasi Friday night, chakal tapuchim, Gan Eden is an apple orchard. Apples have a lot to it, so just know the apple represents a lot. So the apple is the ikar. Apple is very important. On the apple, on the sweet apple, we add honey to the apple as a spread, like you said. So I'm coming back to what you said. But it's a spread to the apple, because the apple is the powerful piece here. So you have to know what you're eating, at least. So, okay. So that's why the people make oates on the apple, and pat is the dvash. Now, Chaber says over here, "V'nogin lecho basa shamin v'chomine m'sika." In the sif aleph, where we're talking about simanim, Chaber tells you that the meaning is to eat shmaka meat, shamin fatty meat, marbled, right, and good wine. I'm talking something that's sweet to you. Good wine, right? So the question is, why is he bringing it down over here in Simin Tav Kof Pei Gimel Sif Aleph? Tav Kof Pei, it was later on, Tav Kof Pei Zayin, or Tav Kof Pei something. Not Tav Kof Pei Zayin, Tav Kof Tzadi Zayin, I think it is. He's talking about the mitzvah of Suda, over there. He's saying not to fast, you should eat a Suda. You should bring the halachas down over there to eat a Gishmaka Suda. Teretz is, the eating of the basar and the drinking of the gishmaka drinks is vita simin also for us. Why are we drinking this? Why are we eating this? You know why? It says Mishbrukos mebituchim. We're happy about this day of Rosh Hashanah. We're not afraid of Rosh Hashanah. We're excited. We're reliant on Rosh Hashanah. That we're reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's going to make a good din for us. I'm happy he's doing a din. Last year wasn't so good. Now he's going to rejudge the goodness, and he's going to give us a great year this coming year. It's going to be a good year. So that's why we're betuchim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I have here, that's the excitement of Suda.
How's that tough? I'm tough that Hashem will
Yeah, I'm showing you by being happy. People that are not betuach in Hashem, they're nervous. Huh? No, not that Hashem can. Hashem is going to do it. I know He's going to do it, because that's what He wants to do. He wants you to have a good year. And therefore, He's going to give us a good year. I'm betuach. So now, He can mess up His decision during the year. He can do something that He'll have to change it. But He wants to give us a good year, and He's going to give us a good year. So now it comes out like this. Now this is where it gets confusing, as in many other areas of Yiddishkeit. It's called balancing. Mitzad echad, I'm excited about Rosh Hashanah. There's a mitzvah of simcha Rosh Hashanah, not like other Yom Tovim, because Tavkuf Beidalet says, "Ein oimrim halel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur." We don't say halel, even though it's a mayit. We don't say halel. And the Mishmur says, why? Because the Gemara in Erechin says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Meisim, Pesuchim, Atem Oimrim Shira. You're singing while you're hanging in the air. This is a question of life and death. You can't say Shira. So it comes out that it's a Ma'id. It's called Ma'id. But we're not going to say halal because we don't have the same din simcha like other Yom Tovim. Because the Maisa, there's a din happening over here. But yet, we're betuach, and that's going to be good, and we're so happy about it. We're having su'udais, we're having a great time. How does that work out? How do you have that mixture of it, right? Someone who goes to Rosh Hashanah without thinking about the din, the chare, it's like sleeping through Rosh Hashanah, right? The davening, the piyutim in davening, the shmarazis in davening. Talks about malchus zichreinai shapers. We're talking about malchus. We're talking about zichreinai. There's a serious avoda going on over here. There's a yom hadin going on. Boy yizocher. There's a serious din going on over here. There's emes hadin. So how do you juggle it all together? So. There's a pasuk in Sefer Nechemiah. What happened? The Am was b'chodesh Hashvi, and the Am was nervous. They were nervous. They were very nervous. They were afraid of what's going to be. So Ezra Sefer, the Choshev Yid, he's a Kayan also. He got up and he said, L'chu ichlu mashmanim. V'shesu mamtakim. Guys, go home, eat mashmanim, shesu mamtakim, and send presents, manos le'ein nochalei. Right? Twice a year there's a din v'shleich manos. Once on Purim, and once on Rosh Hashanah. It says, shilchu manos le'ein nochalei. Send manos to those that don't have. Because they should also have good meat and wine to drink. Al teyotzvu, don't be sad. Ki chedves Hashem uzchem, the excitement of Hashem is your strength. Hashem is happy about this day. He's telling them, what's he telling them? Al teyotzvu. There's Arizal, quoted by the Paiskim. Arizal says, you should cry on Rosh Hashanah. And if you don't cry, you're not going to have a good year. Cry on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gra, cry, Al Teyotzvu, don't cry. Cause the Pasuk, Al Teyotzvu, you're not allowed to cry. It's a happy day. It's very confusing. What's going on over here? And he knew the Gemara in Erechin also. He quotes the Makar to the Halacha. You don't say Ahalo because the Gemara in Erechin. Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mason. So they quote from Rabbi Yosef Zindel Slat, the Mahalach over here, which I think is a Mahalach that we can relate to. Even though, if you look at the Mekubalim, they did not learn the Arizal this way, and they hold that Rabbi Yosef Zindel missed it. It's a true of Yaakov Hillel on this topic also, where he doesn't like this Mahalach. He says, based on Chaim Vital and others, But the Maisa we're learning in the Vilna Yeshiva, so we're going to take the Vilna Malach, which is as follows. He said as follows. He said, a father person has to recognize that today is a Yom HaDin. And if you don't recognize that today is a Yom HaDin, it's a serious day, then you miss the whole thing. And you have to prepare yourself. You can't just come betuchim. Okay, I'll take a haircut, take a shower, come in smelling good, and that's it, and eat my food. It's not going to get you through it. You have to work on it. You have to prepare yourself through Elul. And Rosh Hashanah, you have to daven on Rosh Hashanah for a good year. That you have to do. And it's possible, says Rav Yosef Zundel, that through your tefillah, this only comes if you understand what you're talking about. So you have to prepare the tefillahs also. You have to go through the machzor to understand what you're davening about. If through the tefillahs, you create this emotional bond, a connection to Rabbeinu Shlom, to the tefillahs, to Rabbeinu Shlom, that you feel dovek to it, to the extent that tears come down from your cheeks as connection to something so great, right? When a person connects to something which is bigger than they are, they can't contain it, tears roll down your cheeks. And a mother, when son goes down to a chuppah, tears go down her cheeks. Simcha is great. When a person connects to that, so then that's a crying which is good. But if the crying is coming from al te'otzvu, because you're scared and you're afraid, that's not good. So that's the varti. We need to prepare ourselves for the din. We need to go into the din that there's a din today. And we need to be ready for it. And we need to do what we need to do. But we need to know that the outcome of this din, when I walk out of that Beis HaKnesses, I'm going home happy as happy to eat my suda, because I'm going to have a good year. Not that I could have a good year, I'm going to have a good year. And I don't care if this is Kish Shefa or not Kish Shefa this year. Taisu says it's a good year because it's a good year. It's going to be good. Taisu says, Taisu is the Kasha. There's no Kish Shefa, and the word says that when there's no Kish Shefa, it's going to be not a good year. Taisu says, yeah, but the not blowing is blowing. That which we're not blowing. Why we're not blowing? I wish I could blow. I want to blow. It's a mitzvah deraisa. You know why I'm not blowing? Because there's more. Because Chazal said not to blow. That's enough for me. Why did Chazal say not to blow? Because maybe one year is going to be Mechal Shabbos. How? He's inside to learn how to blow the Shefa. He's in the walking, which is Rabin, to learn how. What's the chance that that's going to happen? That the guy's waiting for Hashanah to learn how to blow the Shefa, and then he's going to carry in Rishus Rab? Very slight chance. But for that slight chance, Chazal said, don't blow. The Shabbos Kodesh is something beyond. We have to, Shabbos Kodesh. So therefore, I'm going to listen to them, and I'm going to follow what they said. If I follow what they say, then I'm going to have a good day. So that's Hashanah. I know what's going on, and it's what to be, there is what to be afraid of, but I'm reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going into a panic. I'm not becoming dysfunctional because of it. I'm not getting overly excited, anxiety over it. I'm in good hands. But you need to know that you're in good hands. In order to know you're in good hands, you have to know that something's going on, that you need to be in good hands. That's all. Okay. And he answers up many questions throughout Rosh Hashanah, davening and different things. You'll pay attention, you'll have. So then we have over here, we have Tekiyah Shefa. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't find Vidui. We don't say Vidui, right? We don't say Vidui. We don't say Vidui, we don't mention Chatoyim. By Avinu Makenu, many people say Avinu Makenu Chatanu Lefanecha. So how can you say, some people skip that first line, but many people say it. How does that work? So the Mishpur says, I'll tell you why. You know what Avinu Makenu Chatanu Lefanecha means? Our fathers were chayta, not us. And all the first three go together. Avinu makenu chatanu lefanecha. Our forefathers were chayta. But us, Avinu makenu ein lanu melechata, we're not being oivah by the Zara like they were. They were oivah by the Zara, but ein lanu melechalata, we're not oivah by the Zara. Therefore, Avinu makenu aseinu man shimcha gadol. To now do something for us. That's what the Mishbur says, that's what the first three. The Kitzur says the same thing for those that learn the Kitzur Yomi. The Kitzur says the same thing. That's what the first three mean.
Don't we literally say that we should, you know, hide our all sins?
What?
Don't we literally later say that Hashem should like cover up all our sins? And
say that also. Say that also. But we're not saying Chatan. Chatan is beating. Right? Chatanu is examining yourself. That's not examining yourself. We're just saying whatever those chatanu. Okay, so we don't say vidya, but by tkiya sheif, if you want, you can think about vidya. You can think about shuvah. You could, even though the real reason why we blow sheif is gzeir sakasiv, right? The Rambam says gzeir sakasivu. But if you really want to, you could. So by tkiya sheifa, we blow sheifa. And the mitzvah of tkiya sheifa is because that's what Hashem wants us to do. When He wants us to do. Okay? We're going to stop here. Mitzvah next week, we'll try to jump to Yeshiva.